Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to another short episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, and for those who don't know me yet, thank you so much for trusting me and tuning in and really giving me your time, and not just me, but really investing the time in yourself, in your growth. And I can promise you that the investment in yourself, it always has the highest ROI, meaning return on investment. For those who know me and follow my journey, thank you so much for all your love, all your DM messages, emails, and a screenshot of the Instagram stories. It means a world to me to see how connected we are and how we are supporting each other. So today I really want to talk with you about something super important that I find out in my life. And that is, how is our environment really affecting us? I remember when I was in a corporate world, I was surrounded by toxic people who were always complaining and always looking for what's wrong and being in there just to get the paycheck. And it really didn't align with who I really am, because no matter what I am, whatever I am doing, I'm always doing my best, because you never know. When you are showing up as your best, how that will be affecting the future opportunities, the people around you, and also the way you are feeling. So I know how much the environment of being in a place where I felt that I don't belong really affected me. So first, let's look at the environment from the perspective of the people that you surround yourself, because the people, sometimes we just can't change them. Of course, you can just say, screw it, I'm quitting, I'm out of this job. But most of the times that would just bring a scarcity, unless you have a lot of saving, lots of freedom, and you can do it from day to day. If you want to do it, go for it. But most of the people, and especially women that I work with, they want to have an exit strategy. They don't want to be in a scarcity mindset of, I just quit my job and now what do I do? So that's what we are working on, to really being in abundance mindset and build the momentum to be able to quit your job in a different way and different energy than just screw it, I am out. And so sometimes we cannot change the people that we are surround ourselves with. Sometimes it's a family. So what really helped me on my journey was looking at those people with a different perspective. One of the perspective is coming from a place of curiosity instead of judgment. When we cannot change someone, when we are around people who are always complaining and who are like sucking out the energy out of us, because if you're anything like me, most of my listeners are empaths, meaning people who can really absorb and feel the energy of other people around. It's sometimes challenging not to get affected by it. But when we can come from a place of curiosity versus judgment, it really opens up different possibilities for you. And instead of just losing the energy and how you're feeling, you can gain the energy, because when you come from a place of wonder, and from a place of curiosity, it really feels differently in your body than when you're coming from a place of judgment. So next time when somebody's sucking away your energy, or you are
you know, stuck in a traffic or in a slow line in a grocery store, because I always pick the slowest one so I have a chance to practice my patience, really switch it to the place of curiosity. So instead of saying like, oh my gosh, why is this person driving so slow? Or why did they just cut me off? Say it with a, you know, with a sense of curiosity, like, oh, I wonder why they are rushing so quick home. Are they hungry? Are they meeting someone? Or I'm so glad that they're taking their time, and then we have a time to really enjoy the nature around us. Whatever it is, but really shift that from the judgment into curiosity. Another thing that I did with one of my clients who was healing a relationship with one of parents was, imagine if, you know, if it's your close person, like a parent or someone that you're trying to heal the relationship with, imagine them not as responsible or blaming them for what happened in your life, but really looking at that person as a child. Because when you, for example, look at your mother or your father, and you're looking from place like, oh, you should know better, you should take care of me better, you should do this and that, that there is a resentment and resistance, and that slows down the healing process. And it's only when we forgive and come from place of love that we truly create the sense of freedom and fulfillment in our life.
Hey, babe, I hope you are having absolutely incredible time listening to this podcast episode, and thank you for your patience as I'm interrupting the flow of this episode. However, I want to share with you something super exciting. I've been listening to your feedback and your DMs, and what I heard from you is that you are missing this sustainable support, not just feeling high vibe in retreats and conferences and listening to the podcast. You want something that it's really sustainable, that it's going to help you to be creating this momentum. You are craving the sisterhood of women who are no drama, no cuttiness, but really want you to rise. And the strategies on how to manifest your dreams and goals and truly live in alignment with who you really are and creating the impact. If this hits the home, I created a mastermind for you. This is for women who are really ready to uplevel their life and having the sustainable support in every area of her life. I'm opening the door in February, and I would love to have you there. Check the link in the show notes, and I'm excited to see you there because, girl, you truly deserve to have it all.
So next time when you are dealing with a person that it's really, you know, like hurting you or hurt you in the past, imagine them, how was their own childhood? If you don't know, you can ask them. If you cannot ask, just imagine that person as a 5-6-year-old girl or boy who are scared and who need to prove themselves, and that's why they are arrogant or aggressive or making a silly jokes. So instead of judging and blaming, imagine them as a child. And then next thing, we get to move into the environment. The environment that you are in, like the physical environment, really affects you, because just think about everything in your life, it's energy. If energy cannot be flowing around you and it keeps bumping into things, when you're keeping all the old stuff, and that's something that I learned from my grandma, keep everything because one day you will use it. Well, then the energy and the creativity doesn't have a space to really flow. So I would really suggest for you to start organizing your physical environment. So look where you are spending the most time and clear that up. Gift things away. Really see how you can create more space and ask yourself, did I use this in the last 6 months, in the last year? Because, well, if you're saving like things for Christmas, okay, then you put it in the garage or storage and you save it. But I mean, the old jeans that you will never, ever fit again. Sorry, I mean, I still, you know, like was keeping for years and years the like 3 sizes down jeans when I was competing. And we're not going to use them, girl. Give them someone who needs it more. Clear up your office, clear up your wallet. Just imagine you, if you're anything like me, you're manifesting more abundance and prosperity in your life. And when your wallet, it's just filled with old receipts and crumpled money, money doesn't want to go there. So look at the space that you are spending the time the most. And then look at your wallet. Really clear it up, organize it, put it from the biggest bill to the smallest bill, because it's so much more fun when you open your wallet and you see $100 bill or $20 bill and not like one, five, 10, 20, 100, you know, going from the smallest. So switch it up, because it also wires you for abundance. And then the last thing, it's relationships. Very often we are holding on the old relationships because we're feeling guilty, because we grew up with someone, because we went to the work with someone and we outgrow them. And we are feeling bad to tell the people like, hey, I love you and I'm choosing not to invest so much time. Or I love you and it's time for me to go. Because sometimes the love, it's not enough. You know, you get to really take an inventory of the relationships in your life and really look around the people that you surround yourself with. Because I don't know if it was a Jim Rohn or who said it, and I know that more people said it, but you're the result of the top five people you spend your time with. So really be mindful about who you're spending your time with and how they make you feel. Are you growing with them? Are they challenging you? Are they making you feel a better person? Or are you staying at the relationships, at the work, and you know, the friendships that are not fulfilling you just because you are scared that they will judge you, that you will hurt them? Listen, the people who truly love you, they want you to be happy. They really want you to be happy and fulfilled. And if you're not happy and fulfilled with them, then they will understand it. You get to let them go. And some people, you will just love them from far away. So really take inventory. And sometimes when we take inventory of our relationships, some of them we get to let go. Some of them we just renegotiate them, you know, because when you met someone 5 years ago, you're not the same person like now. And the things you were doing back then are not the things that are really fulfilling your soul right now. So see what you can let go, what you can renegotiate, and what it's really time to cut off and move on. Okay. So if you love this episode, please, please take a screenshot, subscribe to my episode and leave me a review. The reviews really mean the world to me. And that's the only way how more women like you can really find their way into the life filled with purpose and abundance. So please write an honest review. It will mean the world to me. And when you take a screenshot and take it on your stories, I'm doing weekly giveaway for those who are leaving the reviews. And I want you to win. I love you and we'll talk soon. Mwah.